Thank you very much. I just want to appreciate being given this opportunity to come and share some of the work that we've been able to do around family planning. And UPMB, we've been around for over 60 years as an organization. We are a network of about 291 health facilities, but the critical component here is that 80% of our network is rural, and where we are in urban centers, we basically focus on the urban poor, and the work that we do is driven by faith. And and in Uganda, we classify our health sector in basically four mechanisms, where we have the public sector, we have the private not-for-profit sector, and then we have the private for-profit sector, and then the complementary medicine. Those are the four ways that, that we classify. And as a private not-for-profit sector, we cover about 40% of the health services in Uganda. And UPMB provides services for 40% of the private not-for-profit sector. That's just a map of Uganda showing the private not-for-profit sector. And it just shows how scattered we are as a body, not only UPMB, but the entire private not-for-profit sector. Basically, we are everywhere in the country, although more concentrated around around the center. For the project that I'm going to talk about, which is in the manuscript or part of the books that you have, is a project where we looked at strengthening the family planning programs. And this UPMB implemented with support from the Institute of Reproductive Health, Georgetown University. And it was a multi-center project where we have the UPMB. We had the Catholic side in Uganda. We had the Rwanda side also implementing. And it was basically looking at a method mix. And here we look at basically where are the FBOs in the family planning component. This just gives us a background of a source of family planning in sub-Saharan Africa, in Rwanda, and then Uganda. And this map, again, shows which facilities were implementing this particular project. This was a natural family planning project. Looking at Rwanda, under that organization, Action Familiale Rwandais, and then the Uganda Protestant Medical Bureau, and then the CRS and Uganda Catholic Medical Bureau. And the stars just show where the UPMB facilities were. Basically, the project looked at capacity building, demand generation, expanding access, and we're looking at stakeholder collaboration. And here, stakeholder, we're looking at the focus was religious leaders. And our foci is basically based on where our facilities are. But our facilities have grown or have been established as a result of a need that is known or noted by the congregants in that particular area. So you find that wherever there is a health facility, being a technical arm of the church, wherever you find a health facility, there's always a church at that health facility. But wherever that facility is, we serve everybody. We serve the Protestants, we serve the Catholics, and all other faith. We don't necessarily serve one particular. So the stakeholder collaboration was looking at all the religious leaders, but using the health facility as the foci for discussion. And we basically undertook a systems-based approach and focusing on those areas. We're also looking at the commodities. Here, we're looking at cycle bids in particular. Because this is something that is not available and it's not part of the national commodity list. So this is something that that these were offered part of as part of the project. And then we basically noted a couple of key lessons during this project. Here we noted that the first lesson was that involving faith-based organizations, family planning services, the river really showed significant uptake of family planning services. It not only showed the natural family planning, but also the other methods, as you'll be seeing. The other lesson that we also noted was that offering family planning services at the community level increases uptake, again, of the same. Because we were using the community, we trained the community health workers, and we used them as agents to distribute commodities. Now, in addition to the other commodities that they're already distributing within the national framework, we added the cycle bids as well. And so the other lesson, you know, that comparing services, this basically shows a comparison of services offered at the community, but also at the facility. It also segregates under different organizations. The blue is at the facility, and the purple is at the community. And when you look at the baseline information together with what we eventually zeroed down on by the end of the project, we saw significant uptake of services. The third lesson that we also learned was that faith-based organizations can meaningfully engage men in family planning services. As you know, most of our religious leaders that we're engaging with or that are actually active in our communities are actually men. And but also, we know that using the natural family planning method, clearly it's so difficult for just a lady or the wife to use it without engaging the husband. Because somehow they have to agree at what point they're not going to have sex, especially around the time when she's fertile. So this is some of the things that we noted, that we used to have problems spacing children. When we got the chance to use psychobids, we thought many more people out there need this. What is lacking is the information. Being Christians, we are always encouraged to give and help where we can afford it. Since we are users, we became providers as a couple. Now we carry out awareness together. So this is something that we noted that really came out strongly. The fourth lesson that we learned through this is that religious leaders are willing and able to support family planning. Because this is one of the critical things that has been going on, that religion per se is against family planning. But through this project, it was coming out very clear that actually religion is not against. This is one of the priests that some of my followers at church ask, how come the message is now different? This issue needs action and not mere prayers, I keep explaining. We're using tools. This is a tool that was developed by the Institute of Reproductive Health and CCIH. And this is some of the tools that we use, because they've tried to gather faith information and put that into a tool that we can easily use for this work. The fifth lesson is that faith-based organizations can work successfully with Ministry of Health and other family planning partners. Through this training, we noted actually that Ministry of Health is requesting us to develop a module in regard to the natural family planning side, especially because this was not part of the national curriculum that existed. That means of health providers are requesting that they be trained by the faith-based organizations, but also we look at the ASSIST project request to train providers on family on fertility awareness methods. Because much of the other work has been in the other side. So some of the challenges that, of course, we noted is that ensuring faith-based organization integration into the national level program, that is a challenge because it is not clear. This is a public system. How do you bring in the faith-based organizations? But also here specifically, we noted that the national tools do not capture, were not able to capture the fertility awareness methods. And then maintaining sensitivity to faith-based organizational approach, especially the language, the way you come out to push out the message. When you meet the bishops and you start with family planning as a word, you just know that they will not hear anything. Okay? So you have to come in with a different mindset. And countering ongoing bias against, of course, fertility awareness method options, because many people are not understanding some of these methods. Future directions, we think it is critical, and this is something we are working on, to expand activities to new sites. This was a pilot in a couple of sites, but we are thinking of how best we can scale this up. Strengthen collaboration with religious leaders and family planning stakeholders. Also in Uganda, discuss amongst the different players. And this is something that that we are working on. I'm grateful that I was able to go and attend the Family Planning Summit in London as part of, in that mechanism, I was able to interact closely with our ministry team, improving integration of Catholic facilities into the wider family planning system. Because this is something that, for example, in Uganda, the Catholic Church was not speaking openly about family planning, but through this project, at least they're now able to promote what they believe in, which is the fertility awareness methods. Which I think is very very positive. And how can we use these findings, implement this model with other Christian health associations? HAP, African Christian Health Association platform, is one such forum. Invest in research, especially investigating connection between religion and social norms, but also develop a family planning hub to share information more widely.